Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Masechta Shavuos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos, Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeh Chedafayin, Rezivu Kogon, Bikarov Mamesh. Now yesterday, in the first Mishnah of the Perek, we discussed all the four Shomrim, the four different types of watchmen, and what things they're Chayav for, and now we're going to be talking about them in regards to making a false Shavuah, and whether or not they're going to be Chayav for making such a Shavuah. So in these two Mishnahs, we're going to be discussing cases about a Shomer Chinom, an unpaid watchman. He's watching a thing for free. We had said yesterday that he's Potter for everything. If it got stolen, or lost, or something else happened to it, he doesn't have to pay for that at all. He would just have to swear that that's what happened, and he's potter. So here's case number one. Amar l'shomer chinom, the guy told the shomer chinom, Heichon shayri, where's my ox that I gave you? Amar lo, and the guy responded, Mace, it died. However, that's really a lie. Mu'sha nishbar or nishba in nignavai avad. Really, one of these things happened to it. Nishbar means a wild animal tore it apart. Nishba means bandits captured it. Nignav means it was stolen. Avad means it was lost. Or let's say his response was, the nishbar, it was attacked by wild animals. But really, that's a lie. In truth, what happened was either v'hu'sha mace or nishba in nignav. Or let's say the Shomer said Nishba, it was captured by bandits, but real once again that was a lie. Either it was Vahushames, or Nishbar, or Nignav Avad, or he told him Nignav, it was stolen. Vahushames, or Nishbar, or Nishba Avad, and that's really what happened to it. Or the last response could have been where he told him Avad, it was lost. And once again, that was also a lie. It was either Vahushames, or Nishbar, or Nishba Nignav, and no matter what the Shomer's response was, the owner told him, Mashviachani, I make you swear. Va'amar Amen, and the Shomer responded, Amen. That's basically him swearing, and afterwards he admitted that he lied, potter. He's potter from paying for chaimish in the asham. As we had mentioned, that if it turns out that he made a false shvuah, in many scenarios, he's going to have to pay an added fifth of the value and bring a carbon asham. Here, he does not have to do that because he would only have to do that if he was kaifer mamon. In his denial, he's saving himself some money, so then when he's caught, he has to pay. Even though his denial is a lie, still, he's potter because, as we said, Hashem Rechim is potter for everything. Meis, nishbar, nishba, nignav, avad, and therefore, again, even though he lied, he doesn't have to pay. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, with more scenarios, let's say the owner told the Shomer, Heichon shayri, where's my ox? Amar lo, he responded, Eini yodea ma atasach, I don't know what you're talking about. You never gave me an ox in the first place. And really, v'hu shemes, it had died, or nishbar, or was attacked by wild animals, or nishba, or was stolen by bandits, or nignav, or someone robbed it, or avad, or got lost. And again, the guy told him, Mashbiachani, I make you swear. V'amar amen, he says, Yas amen, potter. He's potter in these cases anyway. However, let's say he told him, Heichon shayri, where's my ox? Amar lo, avad, he told him, got lost, which again he'd be putter for, and he said, Mashbiachani, I make you swear, Vamar Amen, he says, yeah, Amen. And then what happened? Edim actually come now to give Eidos that he ate it. The Shomer himself is claiming, Avad, it got lost, and he swore to that, but it turns out that he shechted and ate it. He invited all of his friends to backyard barbecue, and they testified against him. So in this case, Mashalamas Akaren, he has to pay the Karen, he has to pay the value of the thing itself, because he was the one that stole it. However, he does not have to pay a Chaimish and a Asham, because he wasn't the one that admitted on his own that he lied. He got busted by Edim, so he has to pay, but he doesn't have to add on a chaimesh and asham. However, if he admitted on his own that he lied and he made a false shvua, so then meshalem keren, he pays the principal value, the amount of the shah itself, the chaimesh and an added fifth, the asham, and he has to bring a carbon asham. On to our last case, let's say he told him, Heichon shayri, where's my ox? Amar lo, he said, Nignav, it was stolen. And the guy said, Mashbiachani, I make you swear. Va'amar amen, he says, yes, amen. And then, Edim Edim came along themselves and testified that he stole it, meshalem tashlum kefel, he would have to pay double, because he's the ganiv. However, if he on his own admitted that he made a false shvuah and that he was the ganiv, he doesn't have to pay double. Mishalom karen v'chaimesh v'asham. He pays a karen, an added fifth, and a carbon asham. We're going to stop here for the day and pick it tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.